popped a Molly.
I popped a Molly ready to go.
Sweating in 30 minutes.
I wasn't sure if you popped a Molly like a pill or you popped Molly in like the eye and gave her a black eye.
Oh, no, I don't know any bitches named Molly.
I do.
But in 30 minutes, I'm going to have that dick that could invade Normandy.
Oh, yeah. D-Day.
Some ISIS dick. I told someone I got a dick that could recreate 9/11, man.
With the, like an airplane or the coming down?
Like it could knock buildings or
oh,
some terrorist dick. Imagine if you took over an airplane with your dick.
Would that be licensed as a weapon?
I mean, mine should be.
The Social Nuisance Podcast.
Oh, shit. Okay, bitches, you guys are going to be mind blown.
Oh, we're going to Pound Town. We're going to Pound Town.
Yeah!
They're podcasting.
We're podcasting right now.
Social Nuisance.
Social Nuisance Podcast. How you guys doing? My name is Madgen.
He's a badass motherfucker.
Social Nuisance Podcast. What the fuck is up, motherfuckers? Welcome to Social Nuisance Podcast. Let's just get
forgot what we're doing.
Let's just get on with it, man. As always, my name is Imagine. Welcome to the show. My cohort and future groomsman.
Yes, sir.
Motion. It's good, man. How you doing?
Dude, so, yeah, I'm stoked. I can't wait.
It's going to be good times.
I'm, like, really excited. I got you in the groomsman chat. I was like, hey, I need to get everybody together. You're like, I have a groomsman chat. I was like, I'm aware of that, but you're in it.
Yeah, I had to get everyone involved about the fucking dress wear and whatnot.
Oh, did you?
That's what it was for originally. So I sent everyone like a picture of what their tuxes and shit look like.
I didn't necessarily take over, but I definitely need you to get the fuck out of the chat for your own safety.
That's probably true.
You know. Hey, is it true you're afraid of heights?
Yeah, this is true.
Like, deathly afraid?
No. I mean, because, okay, like, I think fear is stupid. Fear is really fucking dumb. I really dislike it. So the fact that I'm afraid of heights really just irritates the hell out of me.
Okay.
Because I think it's dumb. For instance, like just not recently, we went. I took Daisy to fucking the Perch restaurant in downtown LA.
Okay.
So they're like 13 floors up, decently high, not ridiculously high, but it's high. It's pretty fucking high.
Hey, do they actually have a 13th floor though, or are they one of those hotels?
They did.
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be like an outlaw thing. You're not supposed to have like a 13th floor, but it's actually 13 floors. So we're outside, we're out at the restaurant, and they seat us at this table, fucking beautiful view, and my back is turned towards like the
end of the balcony?
Yeah, the cliff, for whatever the fuck, I don't know. Balcony, just, okay, sure.
Yeah.
So my back is towards the drop, and I just feel like anxiety, and I feel like I'm falling backwards for whatever fucking reason. So I start freaking out. And everyone else, I'm looking around me, and everyone's like, oh, look at the view. And they're hanging over the awning and, like, taking photos, and everyone's just eating dinner normally. And I'm over here like, we're going to fucking die. And, yeah, so I felt like I was freaking the hell out, and then we switched seats, and I was still freaking the hell out. So we grabbed another table that was a little bit further in away from the overview.
So I'm not going to tell you what. Wait, do you have any snitches in your group? Like, is there anyone that, like, if you press them, they're going to, like, oh, all right, blah, 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 say something?
He asked me three times. Or
can I, like, speak freely and trust that it's not?
No, I think you speak freely amongst
your
friends.
I put up a proposition.
Of what you want to do?
Yeah. Gage and you. It's probably going to be just me and you doing it.
Okay.
Apparently none of your friends are into butt sex.
Hey, man.
No, it's
Vegas.
Not butt sex.
It's Vegas.
But that's not.
Depends on who's getting the butt sex.
That's not completely eliminated from, you know,
wild cards.
But yeah, so yeah, everybody was like, well, we'll watch. I was like,
well, you gotta pay double for that.
Yeah, right,
easily. It's Vegas.
So are we still talking about butt sex?
I don't know.
Oh, I meant the proposition.
Oh,
indecent,
maybe.
No, yeah, so
yeah, I'm not a huge fan of heights, but then again at the same time, like, we went to Costa Rica and we did this thing called Sky Limit, and it was fucking amazing.
What's that?
The Sky Limit, we were in the Costa Rican rainforest. And we did, like, a bunch of zip lines. We rappelled down a waterfall.
Yeah, there was so a big I didn't know
Tarzan
that.
Swing.
When someone told me, like, don't you know he's afraid? I'm like, I don't know of any of his fears because
we've
never had, a sleepover.
Yeah.
That's when you discover that shit, right?
Tell me about your fears and dreams. Yes, well, one part of the Sky Limit thing in Costa Rica, you're about to be, like, five stories up on this platform attached to a tree.
Okay.
And they hook you onto a rope and you're supposed to just step off the platform and they lower you down. But mind you, you're fucking like four stories up with just a rope attached to you, and they're asking you to step off the platform and just trust that the fucking tour guide is going to lower you down safely.
Was he light-skinned?
One of them was.
Yeah, so that makes it a little easier, right? It was like a bunch of dark-skinned dudes up there, and like, you guys want me to... I'm white. I know you guys don't trust me.
But it was funny because like, oh, like, any volunteers who wants to go first? And Daisy, of course, hand goes right up. She's like, yeah, I'm going to go. And she just like clips her on, click, 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 click. And then she's like, okay, cool. And then she falls over and she's just down. She's, within seconds, she's in.
I'd go first only because I'd rather die than watch someone die.
Oh, that's fair. That's
good. You know what I mean? If anyone's going to die, let me try this shit out.
Yeah.
I was always that kid that crashed on the stupid handmade ramps.
So it was my turn. And then I go over the platform and I'm like, it must have taken me at least a few minutes.
Were you supposed to scale or what? Like just bounce with your feet off the wall?
No. They just lower you down.
But how come she went faster than you?
I mean, she went faster to get over the platform and just fall over.
Oh, okay.
To
and trust the guy.
I was like, oh, just give me a second.
I'd have kicked you.
Yeah. Well, I told the guy, here's my thing. If I'm going to jump off a high
platform,
sure. I'd rather just fucking do it.
Yeah.
No time to think. No anticipation. Just like click, 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 click. I'm safe. Cool. Just jump.
Yeah.
I couldn't jump. They were like, no, you got to like lower yourself so they can like lower you down safely. Because if you jump, then they have to catch you with like the rope and shit. And it wasn't going to work. But I did it. So, you know, fuck. I mean, I hate heights. But again, I hate having a fear in the first place because it's stupid. If you really think about it, really think about what you're afraid of. And then ask yourself, why am I afraid of that?
Yeah, but you're afraid of heights because that's an innate primate thing in you before cables and tour guides were invented. If you walked up to an edge, your body's like, oh, this is scary. Get you the fuck away from the edge.
This is a bad idea. Don't do this.
I'm reading this book and it said that people are afraid of public speaking because in our tribal days, if you were speaking before your community, it was probably to save your life. Like you were on trial and everyone was like, that's where public speaking came from. That's the only time we talked in front of large groups when we were doing some sort of trial.
To plead your case not to kill me?
Yeah. So that's why public speaking makes you sweat, because it was literally like the last thing people did before they died for hundreds of years.
I guess that kind of makes sense, but
if evolution is true, would people be afraid of hundreds of years from now, because it always happened to us right before we died here, like in this generation?
Like no Wi-Fi?
No, hey dude, no Wi-Fi scary as fuck.
Okay, so I would presume it's the same thing. I mean,
we probably speak now because we got businesses and schools.
So something that we would be afraid of 100 years
from now.
In the
future, because of, like, it's what we do now when our life is, like, in the balance of time.
I think it would just be the lack of technology. Like, if you turned off all the fucking technology and you told someone, okay, go survive, easily a good 90% of the population's going down then.
Yeah, Joe Rogan has a bit where he's like, if I gave you an axe and dropped you off in the forest, how long before you email me?
True. I don't know. Things that just people are deathly afraid of.
The other day, I was
technology.
I was being stupid, and I went on a rant. And
as you should.
A friend of mine was telling me that he saw a UFO, and I was like, aliens are just humans from the future. Like, we don't need dicks and stuff anymore, because that's not how we're going to reproduce. Like, even in the next 10 years, we're not going to reproduce as much like that. And then, like, our heads are big because we have to think way more. That's what Bitcoin mining's all about.
Yeah.
Bitcoin, they found out how to take the army out of government. Like, it doesn't matter how big your fucking army is. You need geniuses to mine this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're going to get big brains.
I thought about that, too. Like, okay, like, I remember seeing an article where they looked at human evolution, and given the way that the humans are acclimating to technology, mm-hmm. with always being on devices, so our eyes start growing.
And black out.
And
blue
then,
light.
Yeah, and then the fingers start to elongate and thin out.
For keys and touchscreens.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, holy
crap.
And
little screws for iPhones.
We look just like the aliens.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. I think the aliens, UFOs, are just advanced people.
So, and then I was saying, like, those aliens that come back, They're not like the genius aliens.
They're just checking up on us like guinea pigs.
No, it's like me and Ricky in high school drunk. Like, let's go fuck with the humans. That's why they don't really do anything. It's like after prom, they're kind of buzzing. And they come down, they're like, oh, he saw us. And then they dip. That's why they
just go fuck with the humans.
Yeah, they're not trying to fucking do anything. They just want to go take a pee. They're just
that
curious kids.
That is funny, man. I never fucking thought of it that way.
But I was like going. It was hilarious. Because I was telling them, like, so you know, like, light travels, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if we could travel fast enough away from light, we could beat past events happening. Like, if we can go fast enough and then look back with binoculars, we could actually see the past because the light hadn't got that far, right?
Right.
Okay. And then I was like, if you could turn around and come back even faster, you could be in that time.
Yes.
Okay.
Theoretically.
Exactly.
We're getting deep.
That's not fucking possible at all.
Well,
but
I don't
was
know.
Going and I was being convincing, so I like kind of had the group going with me, you know? And then like I was talking about it later to another friend at the shop, and he was like, yeah, you know that's retarded as fuck, right? I was like, yeah, but they kind of gave me the confidence that like it might be. He was like, no, that's stupid. Like, it did already happen. Just because the light hasn't traveled. Yeah, you might be able to see back, but you can't come back to it.
Wormholes, man.
Yeah, but that's
the modern day concept of wormholes. Like, oh, you're point A to point B, but then you use a wormhole to go to point A to point B without traveling linearly.
I want to go through a wormhole just to have my old hair back.
What's in your old hair?
Well, I used to look like Jesus.
Still kind of do.
Speaking of which,
you've crossed over to Bin Laden.
Jesus
section?
And I are in
divorce
contractual negotiations for a fight.
Oh, sweet!
I'm thinking Showtime.
Shout out West Hollywood Jesus. He died.
Oh yeah. Right. Hey, I knew that guy. People aren't talking about this, but Hollywood Jesus used to be Shaman Steve and sell hallucinogens, and he was way cooler back then.
Good for him.
True story.
Good for him.
So Shaman Steve.
We missed you.
You died when you became Hollywood Jesus. Oh, anyway, so contractual. We were debating which weight class we're going to fight at. He wants to go MMA because he's kind of lanky, and I feel like he'll be able to submit me. But I want to go boxing because, like, I'm raised as a boxer. Like, I could box.
Okay.
Bananas, mangoes, orange. I could box all
I
that
box
shit.
All that shit.
Anything. No, for real. For real, though. Honestly, like, we were thinking 145. I was like, let's do a catch weight, like 150. Because you know, boxing him, I'll fucking kill him, dude. Like, I would destroy out of Jesus.
How did this come about, you fighting Jesus?
I think that we had a different opinion on abortion.
Uh-huh.
I believe Jesus is pro-abortion.
Okay.
Well, I'm not pro-abortion, but I'm pro-choice. I just feel like for every abortion a woman has, we should cut one of her fingers off. And then we'll know, like, damn, that bitch is 6 abortions deep. I knew girls in high school had, like, abortion parking passes, dude.
Oh, man.
Like, so, anyway, so look for the fight. Yeah, I'm going to fuck Jesus up, dude.
Oh, yeah, it's cool, man.
And then, like, Ricky suggested, like, what if you guys fight at 160? I was like, I don't know. I feel like he'll have a lot of power. But, you know, at 160, like, I could put weight on to be at 160 because I'm, like, 154 right now.
Right.
And then I was like, dude, we won't even need, like, a training camp. We could just box tomorrow.
Where would it take place?
Me and fucking Jesus.
Where would this fight take place?
I don't give a fuck, Jesus. You pick the fucking spot. I'm calling you out right now.
Wherever you want. St. Petersburg, you name it.
My grandma gave me confidence, and my brother taught me how to fight. And besides, Jesus is just a bitch-ass nigga anyways. Anyway, but then, like, so we were saying that, and then I was like, wouldn't it be fucked up if I died tonight? And then tomorrow he's like, what's up, fool? I heard you calling me out on the podcast.
Oh, that'd be funny. Then, you know. Then it would be taking place in heaven.
It just would be dope that Jesus listens to our podcast.
I would be super happy. And
no, you're not even religious. You denounce religion.
Yeah, but I would be super happy if I was wrong and Jesus listened to the podcast.
That'd no,
be,
if you're wrong, you go to hell.
That would be life-changing for us. I think that'd be an amazing
if
thing.
If Jesus kills me tonight.
If Jesus was a real fan, he'd share the show on his Facebook page.
If Jesus kills me tonight, I swear to God that fight better happen. Does that have any weight in heaven? Like, I swear to God!
Someone call me.
I'm like, come on.
Who's worrying about me?
We're boxing. And then we were talking about cornermen. Like, Jesus would have shitty cornermen because cornermen, like the dopest cornermen.
Like Freddie Roach?
Nah, Freddie Roach is a trainer.
Oh, okay.
But he's like that because he took too many hits to the head. You seen Freddie Roach?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, man.
Because he can't stand still for shit.
Nope. Too many hits to the head.
That's how you do it.
But Ricky was like, oh, Jesus would have Muhammad Ali in his corner. I'm like, fuck no. He's a Muslim, bro. He's on my team.
He ain't going to
be there.
What
the fuck were we talking about anyways?
I don't even know, man. Oh, just assholes.
Have I told you my rant about Bitcoin?
Oh, yeah, let's get to that. But we're also going to get to your Twitter feud with Ralph Garman.
Oh, that
we can't forget about that.
Bitch ass.
Let's go to Bitcoin. Bitcoin. Okay.
So Bitcoin.
I finally figured out what it was. We talked about it last time. I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is. I'm confused. I'm out. But then I finally realized what it was, and I was able to explain it, and I understood it, and I thought it was fucking bullshit. Go ahead.
Okay, so remember when we used to do, like, as kids, I don't know what the fuck it was called. Brainstorming, where you put the center thought, and then all these things come out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the spider web and shit.
So, like, I was kind of doing that with a theory, and it became what I thought was the center was actually a branch of another center, which was actually a branch. So anyways, human rights really have only been established for, like, maybe 100 years.
Yeah.
Pretty much in all of human history before that, the weak died, right?
Yeah, humans, whatever.
Yeah, like, no, but, like, the weak humans, we didn't protect them. Like, if you weren't strong, you died.
Yeah,
you much. Either couldn't work, couldn't provide.
Well, it's still kind of the
lost
same.
Lost in a war.
That's still kind of the way it is now, man.
People No. We protect the fuck out of weak people, especially in America. You can't just go killing weak people.
Oh, okay. Killing weak people. Yeah. I'm saying just let them die off.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that's still happening.
Like, people with peanut allergies, they should...
Fucking gloves are off tonight, man. Yeah, dude.
Every time I see the news and, like, 23 people died, I'm like, not enough. We need people to fuck. Anyway, so
which brings me to my next point, Tide Pods. Let me write that down.
Oh yeah, hold on.
Bitcoin.
Okay, no, not Bitcoin. Human rights.
Human rights.
So over the past 100 years, we started protecting all these physically weak people, right?
Yep.
And some beautiful things have developed of it, like technology, because now smart people who don't need the protection of, like, physical protection can really blossom.
Okay.
Because we've established basic human rights.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what rules the world is money. Okay.
Yep.
If not just money, but things like resources, oil,
things
gold,
of value.
Oil, exactly.
Yep.
So if we wanted resources from another country, we would invade and then take their resources.
Yeah, that's the American way.
Okay. This generation figured out how to make money that only a genius can mine. Okay. You have to get that. If you know how Bitcoin works, they put up a math equation. And the answer to the math equation is a specific amount of digits. And you have to figure out the algorithm and land on that amount of digits within an hour against the whole world, anybody Bitcoin mining, and the first person to get it gets 10 Bitcoins.
Nice.
Okay? And then they're only going to release X amount of Bitcoins. I want to say it was like a million, whatever. I don't remember. But that's what is driving the value.
Right.
Okay? No army can mine Bitcoin.
Yeah.
No muscle.
Yeah.
They've figured
out. Army of geniuses.
They've ensured their survival.
Yeah.
Bitcoin's not tied to shit.
Yeah, it's fairy dust. It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's totally nothing, which is why it's going to fail.
Yeah, so.
I like to think that Bitcoin, okay, you think of a dollar, you think of a paper dollar. It's just paper. It has absolutely no fucking value. You wipe your ass with it. But it has value because people give it value. The reason why people give it value is because it's accepted within the country of the United States of the dollar. It's backed by gold. For some reason...
It's not anymore.
Well...
It used to be. But, yeah.
For the sake of argument...
Yes.
It's backed by gold, so for whatever reason, the world finds gold valuable, so the world economic market is based on gold.
Yes.
So, that's what our tangible money is based off of. Bitcoin is just a general social agreement that this Bitcoin is going to be worth of value. I'm going to say it's worth value. You're going to say it's worth value. The person down the street's going to say it's worth value. And then I want to go buy my neighbor's bike. And they say, I will give you one Bitcoin for this bike. And they accept it. Now, by doing so, there's an exchange of monetary value between the two parties. But there was no actual backing behind it other than the mutual agreement between the two parties that the Bitcoin is valuable. Exactly. So now that Bitcoin is... Everyone's saying it's valuable and it's being accepted. All you need is for someone else to say it's no longer valuable. And the general consensus changes to the next form of monetary, you know, item that's deemed valuable to make these economic exchanges to continue on the world economy. But Bitcoin itself is fucking fairy dust. It doesn't exist. It's nothing.
I had this thought.
And that's why it's fucking the bubble's going to pop.
It already did, technically. Yeah, it went from 20,000 to 10,000 in 2 days. So... This thought that I had was, if Bitcoin is so fucking dope, why do you keep telling me what it's worth in dollars?
Exactly.
Why the fuck are you telling me what it's worth in dollars if it's so much better than dollars?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it's for people to digest it because we know dollars, pounds, yen as the money.
Because it's doper.
Yeah. So what we need now is people to say, like, oh, you get, you know, this dollar is worth 2 Bitcoins. And then to flip the script, and in doing so, you have person-to-person exchanges of monetary goods, or monetary
Now, items, the technology that links Bitcoin or records it is blockchain. I believe blockchain is going to be used to catalog history from this point on, because all of our history is in very, very, it's right now archived in limbo of types of technology. Yeah. Like my brother in high school swore he had to have a fucking zip drive, and it was like 100 megabytes.
Yeah.
And you had to have your own zip drive reader.
Yeah.
And he spent all this money on it, and then 3 years later, it was gone.
Obsolete.
Laserdisc, DVD, Blu-ray, all that shit. So yep. Our history is not being cataloged the way it has been historically.
Yeah.
And I think that blockchain is going to be a good universal...
And why is that?
Fuck, I lost that thought.
Is that because people are doing it themselves?
No, well, once it's like kind of like a safe.
Right.
Once it's in there, it can't be fucked with.
Right.
And you know, like historically, the winner writes history. You know, whoever won the battle. Yeah. So, and it's untouched. You can't, like I said, you can't go back and change. It's not like Wikipedia.
But it's like
it's safe, dude. It's a safe, but non-existent. There's no hard drive. It can't burn.
But information is always perspective, opinion. So,
no, I mean, historical events is not perspective. Oh, are we starting this again? Actually, I think I just said your point and you said my point from the last argument.
Maybe.
Think about that. Who's blowing who now?
We have to go back and review the tapes. I'm just saying, like, I think, again, history is written by the winner.
By the conqueror, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I think with the new age of the internet, there's so much perspectives. But even then... There's always, you know, like you said, three sides to the truth is the one, you know, three sides to every story.
Imagine
your side, my side, and the truth.
If
that's always going to be that
someone,
way.
There's going to have to be a gatekeeper at that blockchain, right?
Like the giver?
That, like, no, just like this is actual information. This goes in. That way we don't have like Russians updating Facebook. But what if that's like the Knights Templar? What if the Masons end up in that position as, you know, how like the theory is the Knights Templar have protected Catholic history?
I'm just, but again, it goes back to just person, human error. Someone got to say what is deemed historically accurate, what's not.
I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Bro. I don't know what's going on.
All I know is armies aren't going to matter pretty soon, and that's why we're going to have long little green fingers, no penises, and big heads.
They're really not going to matter anytime soon because we're not going to have any people to man those armies because all of the kids these days are eating fucking Tide Pods.
It's delicious, bro.
I don't understand.
Have you tasted one?
Dude, no.
Dude, what the then hell? You don't know what you're missing, bro.
But okay, I mean, you understand.
Don't
like,
knock it till you rock it.
You drank the coolant.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'm fine.
You did. You came out okay. I mean, not all the kids that are eating the Tide Pods are...
history's perspective.
Not all the kids that are eating these Tide Pods are dying. But I'm just saying...
Have any of them died?
There's been some. It's probably not a great idea.
You know what? That's probably like the kid with the peanut allergy. Fuck that guy. He needs to get out of our... Evolution.
I'm just okay with Darwinism. Let it happen. You know, if you drank that coolant and it took you out, I'm like, well, you probably shouldn't have drinking.
That would have been pretty rad.
Really?
Because like, okay, they say Tide Pods, it's like a trend, right? Like they make it sound like thousands of people are doing it. If I died from drinking coolant, they probably would have said some shit. Kids are drinking. Like, nah, it was just me, dipshit.
It was just, he was trying to start a trend. Didn't work out.
I had to do it twice. Started nobody and believed ended. Me a second time.
Well, that's
it wasn't that bad, man.
I
you know
would
what?
Not recommend
the
it.
Reason I thought it was okay was because cats are attracted to it because it smells sweet. That's why cats are always trying to hang out under the front of cars.
I thought it was because it's warm.
That's part of it. But really, they are attracted to coolant.
That's funny. I never thought of it that
so
way.
So I was like, cats like it.
Cats dig it. I mean, you know, cats like it. I
kind of feel
it.
Like I'm kind of like a cat.
I like to nap.
I got cat-like reflexes.
I'm an asshole.
Reflexes.
Cats are assholes.
Cats are not assholes.
Cats are assholes.
No, cats.
Cats are assholes. Look at it.
You
mean,
call them assholes. Because
Matt is totally in agreement here. Cats
the cat
are
knows
dicks.
It can get its own food.
No,
that's
it
the only difference between a cat and a dog.
Then why is my cat always outside my fucking door waiting for me to like open the door and then it comes in? And it's like, hey, fucking feed me. Fucking
well, that's
go
much
catch
easier.
Mouse.
But if you died today, your cat would live.
What?
If you died, your cat would find ways to feed itself. It kill a fucking bird. A child, whatever it wants. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
If you died, your dog would die too.
No.
Dogs don't feed themselves, bro.
I think they would find a way.
Maybe.
They dig
he'd eat his shit like three times, but each time the shit would get smaller. And then he'd run out of shit to eat.
It stopped circulating. No, if Darwinism is going to kick over with these Tide Pods, by all means, let the kids eat the Tide Pods. I don't give a fuck.
We found a Tide Pod drink. You know, I saw that. Bartender?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They made those. That's a great marketing strategy. Now doing Tide Pod shots.
Yeah, right?
It probably tastes horrible. If I remember.
It was blue crystal, white chocolate, and orange vodka. I don't know. You know what I will say?
Peach schnapps or some shit.
It might taste better than the Tide Pod.
I'm sure it tastes better than a Tide Pod. But
you can't be sure, bro. What if a Tide Pod tastes like God's vagina? I'm gonna take God out with an overhand right. I see it in my head. Have you ever seen?
Wait, God or Jesus? Are they one in the same?
Whoever steps up.
Whoever comes first.
I don't give a
come
fuck.
Come at me, bro.
I'll fight anyone. I don't give a fuck. I'll fight your cousin right now.
Oh man, it's going down.
Yeah, an overhand right, dude.
I think that would take it.
Do you remember that movie, The Last Samurai, with Tom Cruise?
I do remember the movie.
Remember
the
Last how Samurai. He used to visualize the fights before?
Is that what he did?
Yeah, remember, like, he'd see the whole fight and then it would happen?
Opium tent? No opium.
No, remember, like, the six samurais try to jump him in the alley?
Oh, that's right.
Side note, Japanese alleys look dope.
True.
But I see, like, Jesus in his robe.
That was Sherlock Holmes.
No, dude.
Sherlock Holmes did the same thing. Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes.
Dude, Robert Downey Jr. is such a biter.
Probably.
He's probably gonna.
It was dope though.
Yeah, I feel like Robert Downey Jr. will have like a front row seat at the fight with me and Jesus.
All that Avengers money he's making stupid Avengers money.
If I'm losing the fight, should I cheat?
Would you really cheat in a fight against Jesus? Well, I mean, you're fighting Jesus already. He'd forgive you.
Well, I got nothing to lose, right? If I lose to Jesus, it's like everybody kind of expected that.
Yeah.
What if he gets carried away and just beats the fuck out of me? Jesus, and then, like, we really find out about Jesus. Like, he's all covered in blood.
Beat the shit out of Bobby. Holy crap. Well,
I feel like I could take him.
I know you could.
But not in MMA. He'll submit the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
That fight would go sidekick to the head.
Power of Christ compels you.
A sweep. And it. Hey, what do you think, Ricky? An ankle lock or a triangle?
I'm thinking triangle.
I feel like in an MMA fight, Jesus is probably so dope. Like, he could tell me what he's going to do, and I still wouldn't be able to stop it. He'd still pull it off.
Yeah, and he's so long and lanky that he'll do the triangle.
Hey, who wins in a fight, McGregor or Jesus?
Jesus.
Who beats Jesus?
Probably DC.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
Who?
Daniel Cormier. Nobody likes
Daniel
him.
Daniel Cormier.
I meant to say John Jones.
Oh, yeah, and then he tests dirty. What if Jesus tests dirty? Yeah. Plot twist.
Jesus is on the roids.
Anyway, dude, like, I wonder if the crowd. I would probably be better off just being like the villain, right? In the
yeah,
promo,
you're definitely gonna be the villain this one. You're definitely gonna. You're no one's gonna be like, oh yeah, fuck Jesus. I feel like yeah, you can have a very small group of fans.
I'm gonna need one of you guys to put steroids in his water.
Or cocaine.
No.
Or cocaine in his creatine.
He would just turn it to wine, anyways, right? So he just.
Imagine he shows up drunk, like Rocky's trainer.
Hey, man, whatever it takes.
All right, let's let that go. I shouldn't be... I'm giving Jesus way too much respect. Anyways, I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
What's going on else in the news?
Dude, DACA?
DACA's a thing?
Hey, dude, is there anything fucking weaker than a fucking Democrat in office right now?
Oh, my God.
Is there anything more fucking pitiful?
No. No, there isn't.
I thought about you because I kind of feel like this is a symptom... of you saying, like, we gotta work with this guy for the long haul. And then they elected a bunch of bitches because they were just Democrats that don't stand for anything.
It's making me...
I feel like it's a byproduct, dude, it's of making your theory.
It's making it really hard for me, man. I'm like, yeah, we gotta vote blue. But then we got these
bitches.
Blue,
these blue. Fucking nutless cowards.
Yeah, no backbone.
Dude, if you meet the devil halfway three times, you're what, like 80% his way now?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, no, Democrats are fucking useless, man.
Someone told me today, like, you know, if we had Hillary Clinton, we wouldn't be thinking about a wall. I'm like, yeah, and you still shouldn't be. Like, what the... So you agree Democrats should not be thinking about a fucking wall. Last week, they were getting shit for saying shithole countries. This week, they're drawing a fucking blueprint for a wall.
Yeah, man. I got nothing. I got nothing. They're just fucking bitches, man.
Dude.
They're just fucking bitches. But, you know, I still say, hey, 2018, we got to vote blue. Hopefully we just find
someone
who's
say,
not as much of a bitch.
I say don't fucking vote. Don't participate. Bitches. Don't participate in the two-party system. Let's do a 10% voter turnout and see if shit falls apart.
Shit is falling apart. That's why we have what we have right now.
What if Okay, so I believe the unemployment rate in the next 4 years is going to be ridiculous. I'm kind of working on an exit plan to leave the mainland.
Oh, so we're just
going to... Because everything's going automated.
Going to make a boat.
I
like rafts.
Like, you think that wall's to keep us in?
Oh.
I mean, yeah, walls keep people out, but they also fucking keep people in.
Trying to go Walking Dead on them.
The unemployment rate is going to go batshit crazy in about 4 years.
I would not be surprised. At this point, nothing is surprising me, man.
The wall is surprising me.
Nothing is surprising me. I'm not...
Nutless fucking Democrats.
Oh, man. I got nothing.
And it's
usually
like,
I got something. Okay,
Trump's a businessman. So it's like, yeah, I'll give you the 1.8 million dreamers, right?
But you got to give me the wall.
Give me the fucking wall.
And that was a great move.
If
I
you
give
think
him that.
About it...
Great move.
He promised...
Dick move.
I don't know if he said Mexico or Mexicans are going to pay for the wall.
Mexico.
Okay. But Mexicans are paying for the wall because we're sacrificing the 1.8.
The Mexican Americans?
No, not yet. They're Mexicans.
Oh, right. The Dreamers.
Yeah. We're sacrificing that 1.8 million to get the wall built. So Mexicans are paying for the wall.
Sons of bitches. Well played.
I think that
2 points for Trump.
The fucking Dreamers should have to go build that wall and look at the Mexicans in Mexico as they fucking lay that concrete. Just stare into their faces. Why? And be like, just because I don't think we should sacrifice everything we stand for 1.8 million people in a country of 300 million people. I feel like when you break immigration law, you do it knowing, like, I'm going to have to deal with this one day.
But these are kids. They were kids when they got here.
Yeah. Okay, so their parents are pieces of shit. What about this? What if once they sign up for the process, ICE is outside like, okay, part of being an American is you can't harbor anyone. So we need all your family that is legal written down on this pad right now and go get them.
Well, I missed that. That sounded really extreme. I didn't, what?
No. So, like, once... I'm just saying, theoretically. They begin the process to citizenship.
Okay.
You can't create... You can't have a felony.
Okay.
Okay? Harboring illegals is a felony.
Okay.
Like you said, their parents brought them.
Yeah.
Are your parents still here? I need their addresses.
You gotta
snitch
them out? What
if 1.8 million dreamers become 6 million deportations? I need your tias, your tios, your cousins...
Yeah, that would never happen.
Really? It's Trump. I thought a wall would never happen. Last year, a wall was the most ridiculous fucking thing he said.
I think the wall would be fucking California's high-speed train.
No.
They're just going to pour money into that shit. That money's going to disappear. No one's going to know where the fuck
that money
is.
The problem with the high-speed train is there's a lot of property owners between here and there that want a cut of that.
Yeah.
If you own property on the border, no matter if you're Republican, Democrat, care about Mexicans, don't like Mexicans, you want that fucking wall because that's a nightmare to be there. It protects your property.
I really don't know. I mean, I would have to
dude,
fucking
if you
live there.
You live in Covina.
Yeah.
Pretend there's a high school between your house and an apartment complex.
Right.
And every day, 30 fucking kids run through your yard, in your backyard.
Yeah.
You'd be like, dude, we need a bigger fence.
Agreed.
I think that the people who line that property, and a lot of it is government property already.
Yeah.
Not much of it is private property. But what it is, I think they would want the fucking wall, no matter what they believe in. Like, yeah, dude, there's dead bodies out there sometimes.
Yeah. See, the thing about the wall is that I think it's just such a fucking front that it's a Band-Aid on a hemorrhage.
I agree with that, but I think that the symbolism is bigger than people are accepting. I think it's going to oust us even more from the world. And I think it's going to give a resurgence to racists and fucking bigots. It's a tangible victory for that disgusting army that he has.
I agree. And that's why it shouldn't be built.
And no one's going to fucking remember a single person out of that 1.8 million in history. And we're going to be the generation that built a fucking wall again.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm okay with the wall going up because then we get to have a big party when it comes down.
No, dude, we won't be here for that.
I'll be here for that shit.
No, we won't.
We'll be old as fuck, but it will come down.
No, we won't.
It'll come
down. We're Americans, dog. We still have Confederate statues. We don't back
up. They came down.
A few.
Progress.
And 150 years later, I don't want to be 150. I don't want to be 40.
Man.
I don't want to be 36. 36 sounds fucking whack.
I don't know, man. I think the funding might get cleared for it. I don't think the wall's actually going to go up.
It's the symbolism, bro.
I agree. It is a symbolism.
And I bet within a week he'll have a wall up. Not all, but like a port, something. He's going to have a victory. He's a fucking, not realtor, a real estate investor, a builder. Like, he's going to build that shit quick as fuck.
Nah, I think he'll have a nice. No, they'll build like a fucking piece of it, and then like have a big ribbon cutting, lots of cameras and all that shit.
And racists are gonna be like, "We won."
Yeah, I know. It's fucking.
And
horrible.
They did.
It's yeah, it was right now because the Democrats have no fucking balls, no backbone.
This is the most fucked up thought I had today. Worse than like.
I don't know, I'm man. The other day, I was gonna say
people. That's why I said today.
Retarded people can walk.
That is amazing, dude. Fuck you. That's that shit fucking was so amazing. Funny. You're retarded and you learned how to walk. You know how hard it is to walk?
I listened back to it and I was like,
I
listened
to it
this
too.
This is pretty bad.
And I think you edited part of it out just to save me.
No, I said to save time. Oh, I didn't lighten up like the tone.
But it was like, okay, this is fucked up.
Fucked up thought today. Good.
But that wall's not American. And neither of those people.
There's a lot of layers there.
Not really. Building a wall is not American. That true. Is not what we stand for. It's not what we believe in.
True.
And the people that are getting put up for this, the 1.8 million dreamers,
are also not American.
They're not American either.
That's true.
What the fuck are we doing?
I mean, well,
what do we stand for, bro?
What?
It's 2 million people. It's 300. That's 0.5%.
They're not American because they don't have a piece of paper that says they're American by law. They're American. But okay. I mean, these fucking kids, they're American. They're probably like me. They don't even fucking speak Spanish. And they're fucking Mexican American.
It's fucked up. I believe they're victims. Okay.
Oh yeah, we had this conversation.
But if I victimize my son, I'm gonna pay for it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and then like I started thinking about
it. I totally
like,
agree on that.
They say like they're victims, right?
Yeah.
It must have been fucking horrible for your family to take such a gamble to raise you in America, the land of opportunity. Like,
and they knew that they didn't have a social security number. Yeah. At some point in time, they're going to be like, hey, by the way, you're not supposed to be here.
That's like the most solid fucking risk anybody's ever taken.
But I mean, you got to ask them at some point, like, was it worth the risk?
Well, yeah. Probably they had yes. Education.
Yeah,
they're here.
Yeah.
Dude, the average person here can go back to wherever the fuck they're from and probably slay.
True.
You know what I mean? But like, yeah, like seriously, like, why are we going to make 300 million people pay the price of 1.8 million people?
300 million people pay the price in what capacity?
There's 300 million Americans.
Pay the price how?
Well, we're going to be the generation that built the wall.
Oh, yeah, because coming out of our paycheck.
Well, not just that. I'm more worried about the symbolism. Like,
I'm with you. I'm totally worried about the symbolism as well, because like you said, it's totally a symbolic
win.
It's
a legit win for racists.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking horrible. But speaking of symbolic wins...
Wait, was that whole rant? I don't know if I was.
I don't know. Are we done yet? I don't know. The wall.
I don't know. I feel like I lost all my friends.
For what? For being against the wall?
For being accepting of the cost of the wall. The cost of not getting the wall is 1.8 dreamers. 1.8 million.
Keeping 1.8 million people here, we
get the wall.
We get the wall.
And then, like they say,
they're
going to offer a path to citizenship. To me, that is vague as fuck. That doesn't mean. A goddamn thing.
Yeah, it doesn't mean shit. And I think that's what... I fucking hate the Democratic Party right now. We need someone to...
Bitches?
They're bitches. They need someone to come up and be like, this is some bullshit, and we're going to sit here, and we're going to do what we got to do. We're going to hash it out.
You know what, dude? If you go, hey...
Someone needs to call Mitch McConnell a fucking asshole.
What needs
to happen.
This 1.8 million? We're good with that. Sorry, we lose them. You know how fucked they would be in this negotiation?
Oh, yeah.
Take another angle, bro. Like... We're not doing this. We're not sacrificing what we believe in.
I really hope not, man. I mean, it's a tough play. Keep the 1.8 million here and build the wall, or lose the 1.8 million and not build the wall. Either way, it's a win-win for the racist motherfuckers.
I mean, I don't know, because I think it's pretty hard to go collect them. It's not like there's going to be 1.8 million deportations.
Hey, ICE is stepping up, man. They fucking raided those 7-Elevens not too long ago. Sons of bitches.
That I was okay with because they didn't get no Mexicans. I'm like, yeah, fuck that.
ICE is fucking
Turkish guy.
ICE is stepping up their shit, man. They're becoming very much Gustapo, man. I don't fucking like it at all.
Yeah, Gustapo, man.
Gustapo.
That's who's going to show up at the door when the Dreamers fill out that application and take everybody else in their family.
It's fucking horrible. It's a really tough time. And I think that's, again, you know, people just got to be super
vocal,
super involved.
I really feel like
involved.
This is the byproduct of like, well, we got to work with what we got to work with, you know? Like, no, we fucking don't.
Like, I mean, there's definitely time for negotiation. There's time for compromise. But I think in recent years, the bipartisanship has fucking failed miserably. And people are just so polarized. And it's become accepted. It's like, okay, well, you know, they're just really pissed off. let them be pissed off. Like, no, man, we gotta, like you said, oh, it's a Nazi, punch him in the face.
Yeah, you're supposed to kill Nazis, bro.
I'm an asshole because I punched a Nazi in the face. No, it's a Nazi. You punch him in the face. That's just what you do.
We have whole video games we let our children play where all they have to do is go shoot Nazis.
Yeah.
Like, we agreed kill Nazis, guys.
Yeah. I'm not going to go with kill. I mean, I'm not that extreme. But
another pussy-ass Democrat.
I just don't believe in killing people.
Capital, not even Nazis?
Capital punishment. I don't believe in it. I mean, I will say it's the easy solution. Let's say, like, you have a serial killer or something like that, and they killed 20 people. Do we put that person in jail and let them live out their life, or just pop, done?
Is it really wrong to say that if you cross this line, you pay the price with your life? As long as we have it clear, it's written down. If you cross this line, whatever the line is,
yeah,
you die.
I can't.
Just don't cross that line.
I can't kill someone.
No, I know you don't have to do it. I'll do it. Ricky and I were going to kill our friend the other day for no reason.
I can't sign off on it. I just can't say, like, it's okay to take someone's life.
We won't even tell you. What if you don't even know?
Then, you know, negotiable. I feel like...
Have you ever had someone break in your house in the middle of the night?
Here's the thing. I don't like the idea of taking someone's life because it's not mine to take. I didn't give this person life. I don't have the privilege to take someone's life. That's just me.
But if someone...
However, if someone's going to put a gun to my head and it's between me and this other person, they're going out. Bro. They're out.
No, it's too late. If they got a gun to your head, you're out.
Well, I'm just saying, if it was me or you and someone...
clear your web history.
if I was in a life or death situation, if I was at war in this situation, me or him, that's how it's going to go down right now. It's going to go... They're going to die.
Yeah, I think that, like, if you have the fear...
I'm not happy with it, but I'm not going to die.
When someone breaks into your house in the middle of the night, the fear you feel will make you question what you believe. Because, like, this is your safe place. It's not just like, oh, someone broke in my house.
Well, that's what I say. I'm saying.
No, but I mean, like, overall, not just in that moment. You'll be like, someone who tortures someone, ties them up, cuts them and shit. You're kind of be like, I remember the fear I felt. I can't imagine what that person went through when this serial killer was doing that to you. Yeah, okay. I'm okay with killing him.
That's what I'm saying. It's a fine line. I'm saying I can't write off. I can't say I'm going to kill someone and be okay with it.
In this moment of your life.
No, it just period.
If you have a daughter and someone fucks with her, you'll be okay.
But here's the thing. You're taking it. You're missing the point. You're missing the struggle of that. I don't vouch for killing. I'm not with it. But if there was an instance where death was the only option, I'm pulling that trigger. Without thinking twice, I'm pulling that trigger.
Okay, the death penalty is not the only option, so that's not the situation. So, like, what I'm just saying is I don't think you've had that extreme emotion that would make you reconsider that belief system, is what I'm saying, I guess.
I don't need to, because I can already fucking just jump in.
Yeah, but when you do...
I don't need to feel fear to know that if I needed to pull a trigger, I pull a trigger without thinking twice.
Yeah, but if your daughter was raped and then you see someone's daughter raped, you'll be more empathetic with their rage and anger.
Yeah, empathetic, but I'm not going to kill somebody.
Yeah, but me and Ricky will do it. You don't got to do it.
I was going to say, if someone put a tub of tea in my soup, I'll kill him.
I gave you the microphone for that. God damn it, Ricky.
You know what?
I would kill someone without thinking twice. I don't want to.
I would. I'm not even gonna say that sentence.
Do it.
I was gonna say it. I'm killing Jesus in the third round. Overhand right. He's going down. He's gonna go out like Manny Pacquiao.
It comes
December 25th, 2018.
It comes full circle.
On Jesus' birthday?
That's not his birthday, and he knows it.
That's a great Christmas present. You know what also was a great Christmas present?
And then when he's
present?
Down on the floor and be like, your mom wasn't a virgin.
After I saw her.
He's not going to beat me.
An alleged Christmas present was the tax bill. The motherfucking tax bill that was being hotly debated, that the fucking Democrats caved in on as well.
Yep.
And a byproduct of it is allegedly all these different Fortune 500 companies are giving away bonuses and nice little expenditures for their employees.
Yeah.
Namely, Comcast, AT&T, and Disney. The Walt Disney Company have given their employees $1,000 bonuses. Now, I am in clarity here. I am a benefactor of this $1,000 bonus at a company that I work for. Not going to say which, of course, because, you know, disclosure. But I did receive this $1,000 bonus, and I felt both ways about it. Awesome, free money, totally with it. But I spade's a spade. This is some bullshit. I'm not gonna celebrate it as a win because it's not. I mean, and it got taxed. It got taxed like a motherfucker. Out of that $1,000 bonus, I got $540.
$540.
So not even $1,000 bonus. Whack. It's fucking horrible. And everyone's like, "Oh, you got free money. You should be happy." Like, hell yes, this is a win. I'm like, no, it's not, man. You know how fast I spent that $500? That was nothing.
What was that, like two hookers, 30 minutes?
Easy, 15. But, you know, I posted it online. I was like, yo, I did receive the $1,000 bonus. This is bullshit. Don't fall for it. It's a PR stunt. It's a tax write-off. But tax, what do you mean don't fall for it? Because so all these companies are writing off these bonuses as
a
benefit of the tax law that was passed.
Yeah.
Because of this tax law, there's more money coming towards us, and we want to share that money with everyone because we want to show that trickle-down economics does work.
But that's
work.
Not what it is.
And that's exactly what it's not.
It's we have to pay taxes on this money unless we give it to you for no reason. So instead of us paying taxes on money that we have reserved, we're going to give it to employees.
Yep.
Because either way, it's going to get taxed.
Yep.
So that's, I think that's a dope thing. Like, that used to exist. That used to be a real thing.
To get bonuses?
No. Well, yeah, to get bonuses. Yeah. That doesn't really fucking.
No. Why on earth?
I had a boss I worked for that I said, like, hey, like, what do you guys do with breaks? And this bitch said, I give you a job. That's your fucking break. I was like, oh, all right.
Oh, okay.
Guess who's stealing everything?
These Post-its going home with me.
Yep. By the way.
I couldn't be happy. I mean, $1,000, cool. My $540, I'm happy with because I got to put it towards my wedding. Fantastic. I'm money's money. I'm not going to fucking turn away and be like, based on moral grounds, I'm not going to accept this money. Fuck that. I'm taking the cash. However, I'm not going to say I'm grateful for the new tax law. Clearly, this is working out. Shout out my company. They really do care about me, and they do want to share this money. No, all bullshit. The company would not give me this money unless they knew that it would benefit them somehow.
Yeah, but that's how everything goes in life. That's why they fucking pay you every week anyways. If you didn't benefit them, they wouldn't give you a paycheck. You wouldn't work there anymore. That's life, bro. The only reason people do shit is to make progress in themselves.
Yeah, to make money.
Yeah, but you were saying like that.
They hired me for a job. I'll do the job. They're going to give me money to do the job. They win because they're getting their job done, whatever they need to do, and they're making money off that.
And we got money for hookers.
And then they're the cost, and you know, I have money for hookers.
Yes.
But they're disguising this $1,000 bonus as like, hey, we care about you. The government is great. Everyone, fucking unicorns and rainbows. Here's $1,000. It's not, man. I refuse to believe that it's unicorns and rainbows.
But who?
Because they gave me $1,000
that
they
got
to
use. Right? Like Disney made it. Who said that? Like, who said that? It's this like
everyone's
this
doing
presentation.
It. Everyone's doing it for the tax
code.
Yeah,
I know. But who's acting like it's because we care? I never seen
all
that.
Of them.
Yeah,
all of them are saying because we want to give back to our employees. This is an opportunity to give back to our employees because of the new tax law. We're going to make more money, yes, and we want to share it with our employees. So we're giving you $1,000. It goes right back to the company. They get to write it off as an expense.
Yeah.
So that's bullshit. They're going to make a shit ton of money based off this new tax law.
They're not getting paid for giving the money away. What?
No, they're not getting
paid
to get take the money away.
They were going to have to pay taxes on that money regardless.
Yeah.
Okay, but they pay less taxes. You pay the tax on it instead.
Yeah.
Okay, but either way, the money is it's money they lost.
But I'm saying the amount of money that they're losing is offset by the new tax percentage that they're going to get. It went from like 35 to 21.
So
I think
then
it
wouldn't
was.
That be a good thing? So why is that bad?
It's bad because they
just
had
the way they presented it.
Yeah, it's absolutely. They're giving me $1,000. Don't give me $1,000. Give me $5 a raise in my wage. That would be a genuine like trickle down economics.
You can't just give raises for no reason, man. It fucks business up completely.
It can't if they're gonna be okay. If they're making,
if they gave you that $1,000, exact same $1,000, right?
Yeah.
In an hourly raise for 1 year, you would feel better about that?
No, I want something that's permanent. It has to be.
No,
permanent.
I mean, okay. So pretend $1,000 in a year with how many hours you work averages out to a 35 cent an hour raise.
Right.
If they gave you that, you'd be happier with that than just a $1,000 check. I know you got taxes taken out. I'm just saying the theory.
Theoretically, yes, because that raise gets to be carried on for future years.
Hopefully, as long as this tax, and we don't know that.
Yeah.
This is a theory. Hopefully, as long as that tax break lasts, they do give you $1,000 bonus every year. Probably not. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying for the sake of conversation.
Yes. If it was in the form of a raise instead of a bonus, I'd feel better. Yeah. But because they know that the $1,000 bonus, it's a bonus. It sounds great. They give you extra money in a large sum instead of payments. It looks better. It looks prettier. Nice, prettier bow. And people are going to be like, okay, cool. $1,000. Fuck yeah. Yeah, I'm in the money. But dumb motherfuckers forget. No, you get taxed on that shit.
Yeah.
Your $500 that you got, how long did that really last you? Was that more effective or would it be a raise be more effective? The only company that did give a raise, as far as I know, is Starbucks.
Dude, fuck Starbucks.
Starbucks is... I'm kind of fucking with Starbucks.
Nah, dude, fuck
Starbucks.
Not
only is their coffee pretty amazing, but the way that they run their business is pretty dope.
Look, dude.
They got raises.
They got
raises due to the tax law. I got a review into it. I'm not fucking fully knowledgeable and whatnot, and the rum is kind of fucking me up right now. But I do know that Starbucks gave raises, whereas Comcast, AT&T, and Walt Disney Company gave bonuses. I think that just looks better. I think the raise is just more effective than this whack-ass bonus that didn't do shit.
First of all, Starbucks endorsed Jesus. No. But then you're committed to that company for so much longer to get your money's worth. What if you have an opportunity to do better, but you've only worked up your $200 worth of a raise? Meanwhile, you got $500 cash. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Now, they actually don't have to pay a $1,000 bonus to everybody because some people are going to get fired. Some people are going to quit. Like, they probably saved a fuckload of money doing it that way.
I understand that. However, more likely than not, that's not going to happen. And raises, they last longer than a fucking bonus. They're going to be investing about $120 million in wage hikes.
Who's that?
Starbucks.
And what did they get? That's fucking nickels in a can to them? Was that even an expression?
Nickels in a can.
It is now. Said it.
I'm cool with that. It rolled very seamlessly. Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Nickels in a can.
It's fucking nickels in a can. Who the fucking cares?
I'm using it for everything though.
Okay.
Like, is the food done? Yeah, nickels in a can.
Oh, man. I'm just not buying it, man. A $1,000 bonus when they're making fucking millions upon millions upon millions of dollars off this new tax law. And what gets me is the ability to bring in offshore money. To bring over to their companies.
But that's a good thing, man, because companies have been taking money offshore for 20, 30, 40 years.
But they only get taxed on it once.
Yes, because otherwise they would never bring it back.
It should have never fucking left in the first place.
Exactly, but it's there and now it's coming back. And I do not like fucking Trump. So, but this is a good thing to take money that left our country and bring it back in. He put a 30% tariff tax on companies in Mexico. It's gonna be cheaper for them to come back to America.
I have to look at the numbers. I don't believe it.
I know.
I'm just super biased. It very well could be. It very well could be. I'll put it out there.
Sometimes I just say shit really convincing and hope people don't Google. Except like my brother, he's Asian. He just closes his eyes and knows stuff.
Computing the numbers like fucking Rain Man.
It's fucking. I don't know what it is about Asian.
Oh man.
I totally text him shit that I could Google. Just to stay little brother bothering him.
Oh, man. I just this whole fucking thing, man, just really weirded me the fuck out, dude.
You didn't like the presentation of the bonus.
I don't like the bonus at all.
But the tax code already put $1,000. You're going to do your taxes later and get some of that $540 back, the $460 back. They already put money in your pocket.
Yes.
That's dope. But
I'm thinking long game. They're paying. It's like a stepdad trying to buy you off. Like, here, man, here's
fuck you, man. I'm doing that.
Here's $50. Now,
why'd you say 50, dude?
I'm just saying. Here's fifty bucks, and you think I'm cool now? Yeah, he gave me $50. How long did that $50 last you? Oh, maybe like a week.
Well,
okay. Well, now I'm still fucking your mom. So then what? It's like, okay, like you're.
Hey, like, you're hitting really close to home, man.
I'm just saying.
Okay, but, like, so what's the bad thing that comes of them giving this money? I'll wait.
Longevity.
What do you mean? You weren't going to get a raise, bro. You're acting like you were going to get a raise that you're not going to get. You're acting like it was in lieu of.
Exactly. So I should be happy with the breadcrumbs that I got off the dinner table. So, like, they gave me $1,000 when they're fully capable of giving me a raise.
What's the bad thing that's going to happen? What's bad about all these bonuses going out?
That I'm being bullshitted. That's what's bad. I don't like the fact that someone's trying to fucking take advantage of me and, like, here's $1,000. Oh, this $1,000? Fantastic. I should be really fucking happy about this? Nah, fuck that.
But this is the same job you had last month that you were happy with.
Yeah.
And now you're not happy because you got $1,000.
And I'm not happy because someone's trying to say you should be happy regarding this bonus. Here's $1,000. I'm giving you something. You should be happy about it. I was content with where I was before. You're giving me something as if I should be, like, you know, super ecstatic about it. But I know what the company's capable of, what they could do.
You keep giving, like there's some sort of equality between an employee and an owner. What about how much work went into building that company? Why are you obligated to as much money as them?
I'm not obligated. I don't deserve it. I'm not entitled to it. I'm just saying don't come to me with breadcrumbs, again, from the dinner table, when there's a dinner table full of a feast, and then say, I shared these breadcrumbs with you.
Yeah, but why
shouldn't you be happy with me because I gave you some breadcrumbs?
Why do you deserve a seat at that feast? Why are you even looking at that feast?
Because I'm not looking at the feast. I'm looking at the way that this person is giving me stuff.
Like, it's condescending? You
think condescending? It's condescending. Yeah, I will go with that. It's definitely condescending. Okay, but
you agree you don't belong at that feast table.
Absolutely not. Unless I earn my spot or make my own table or make my own feast, I don't deserve anyone else's feast.
Plate.
Yeah, I don't deserve a seat at that table. But don't come at me and be like, hey, here's a little bit of this dinner table because whatever the fucking reason. And you think... Yeah.
Did you have to work there for a certain length of time?
It's the condescending thing. I don't like being condescended to. Fuck that.
And you know what, dude? I'm telling our listeners, if you want to be condescending to me and drop off $1,000, I don't give a fuck.
I'll take the $1,000, but I'm still going to be pissed off.
Yeah, I don't...
I'll take the breadcrumbs. Don't get me wrong. I took the money. I got the money. It went to the wedding. Fantastic. But don't expect me to be happy.
I don't think they give a fuck how you feel at all.
Of course not. Of course not, but there's some stupid people out there that are like, hell yeah, my company gave me $1,000. I'm rolling dough. Like, Disney's awesome. Because
that's dope. I work for myself. I can't give myself a bonus. That is dope to get a $1,000 bonus. Have you ever got a $1,000 bonus before?
I've had a bonus before, yeah.
$1,000?
I had a bonus before because I earned the bonus, and that was awesome.
I think you earned this bonus. I think you work well for your company.
No.
You didn't deserve it?
The last time I got a bonus from this company, it was because of a project I worked on. I worked really hard on it, and I got the recognition for it, and they gave me a bonus for it. And I was like, that's fucking dope.
Like, why does it bother you that other people who don't get $1,000 bonuses are stoked about their $1,000 bonus? Like, what does that matter to you, dude? You're fucking imagining. You're about to come out with your album and get married.
It bugs me because...
Because you have...
You shouldn't be happy with someone treating you like shit.
Dude. Like...
Someone's treating you... Someone's pulling one over somebody right now.
How? What's the con? You're getting the $1,000 and you said they're pulling something over on them. What is the thing that they're pulling over on them?
The one that they're pulling over on me is that I know that they're capable of doing more.
But that's not pulling anything over on you. That's not yours. I'm not tricking you. Like, what's the trick? What's the hustle?
The hustle being that, I should be happy with... The little bit that I'm getting.
That's not, like, if I'm tricking you into something, I get a reward.
Okay, it's not a trick. It's not a trick. Again, it goes back to the condescending. I don't like the fact that someone's talking down to me and say, hey, here's $1,000, but I'm going to make $1 billion.
That's you.
You should be happy with $1,000 I'm giving you.
That dipshit on Facebook that is happy with their $1,000, that's them. Like, I'd be fucking happy.
But that's enabling the system of letting people just...
So is voting for Democrats.
I agree. I can't even...
But, like, it's just like... You shouldn't let that shit bother you, bro. Because it is exciting to get a free $1,000.
Technically $540.
Yeah, whatever. Like, unless you have 16 kids, nigga, I got 910. No.
Oh, man.
I like.
Yes, I mean, again, money's money. Money doesn't care Money don't discriminate. Money has no moral bound. It's just fucking money. Free money that came my way, I am happy that I got money. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy that I got some free money that I got to put towards my wedding. That's awesome.
Ricky, what'd you want to say, dude?
I don't like the messaging that's come through it.
Okay.
I just don't like the messaging. I don't like the message. I don't like the, hey, we're an awesome company because we're giving everyone $1,000 bonus. But it didn't cost them anything.
In my day of absolutely tripping about the wall, what I took from it is I give the wall way more value as a symbol than other people. But I honestly believe that that is going to give a resurgence to racists and bigots in this. It's a tangible victory for that. I think that my friends are underestimating the symbol. But now having this conversation with you, I feel like you're giving way too much weight to either people are happy or the delivery. And now I can see where maybe I gave too much weight to the wall. You know what I'm saying?
And in that regard, I would say that the win of this tax law and this $1,000 bonus is a resurgence for corporate greed and corporate leaders to treat their employees like shit. Hey, we're doing fucking amazing and we can keep the little people happy if we just sprinkle a couple of breadcrumbs and put some glitter on that shit, and they'll be happy with it.
What's crazy is the taste of the breadcrumb pissed you off because you were fucking fine 2 weeks ago. Your whole perspective changed on free money. You were cool a month ago.
I was cool a month ago.
And then they gave you free money and you're like, I know you have more.
No.
But you're calling them greedy.
No, I am upset because I knew that the tax code was, it's not about being greedy. It's about what's
right. Well, you're saying they're greedy because they could give you more.
They could give me more and they should give us more because it's not a livable wage. We're not living in a time where we can afford what we need to afford.
Because you picked Southern California, bro.
I agree with that. And that when you pointed that out to me, that totally changed my perspective. It's like if you're not paying for your real estate, you're paying for the weather, you're paying for your location, you're paying for the beach, I get that. I totally agree with you on that. And you're right. If I didn't want to be in Southern California no more and I wanted to pay cheaper rent and have a bigger house, then get the fuck out of here and go to Oklahoma.
But not everybody I don't have to split my success with the people that work for me. Can I? Yeah.
No, you don't have to split your success, but we should not be living in a society, in a community where it's okay for there to be such a divided gap between the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah, but if a popcorn cart vendor, then fuck you.
I agree.
And if you invent the internet,
I agree. But people that want to work at McDonald's as a career, that's a fucking dumb career choice, and you should be paid college fucking wages.
College, dude. I'm kids just, go to college.
Point fucking being is
high
that
high school wages.
High school wages. Where the fuck you're flipping a burger? You're not going
to
make a career.
I don't think you should be able to afford an apartment. But
the opportunity for careers don't exist anymore. They don't fucking exist. They're the middle class, the ability to live, to go to work in a factory and that be a career and being able to contribute to the economy in such a manner where it used to be is not a thing anymore. You can't fucking do it.
Yeah.
And that's because companies are able to take advantage of their employees by not paying them a livable wage.
No, that's not why. It's because we became a service industry country.
Also agreed. We're not making anything that's worth anything out in the world anymore. And America has definitely fallen off, and we're not holding ourselves to a higher standard. Kind of like, you know, going back to the whole immigration aspect, we need to hold ourselves to a higher standard of who we are, what we do as a country. And if we're not doing that, we need a good kick in the balls, which I think is what we're having right now. America used to be so fucking amazing, and now we're fucking laughing stock of the world because we think we're all high and mighty, but in actuality, we're just high off our own pride. And it's fucking horrible because of that being high off on our own pride, we're not able to see how fucked up we are. That some of these cities are just fucking deteriorating. People are deteriorating. Dreams are deteriorating. And nothing's being done. If anything, it's just being enabled. Don't worry about it, though. You have freedom. You live in America. You're awesome. Is it, though?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking awesome.
I mean, America is definitely a fantastic country, but I think
I don't like the way it's going. I agree with you, but I hate
seeing wasted. I hate seeing wasted potential, And America has so much potential, and we're not capitalizing it, and it's pissing me off. And the fact that people are okay with being taken advantage of and being okay with those breadcrumbs that we're getting pisses me off.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm opposed to this $1,000 tax bill or $1,000 bonus from the tax bill. Pisses me off.
In theory, you're opposed to it. Because in reality, you took it.
I took the, again, I'm not.
Which I don't blame you. I wish somebody would give me $1,000.
I'll take the $1,000.
My dad and I were talking, and you know my dad, right? Yeah. Conservative.
Yeah.
He was like, he was talking about you. He was like, how pissed off would Julian be if I got you to wear a Trump shirt? And I said, I'll wear a fucking Ducks jersey before I wear a Trump shirt. I said, for me to wear a Trump shirt, the Dodgers would have to win the World Series, Raiders would have to win the Super Bowl, and the Kings would have to win the Stanley Cup. And then he said, or $1,000, right? I was like, or $1,000. I don't know why. Why were we talking about that? I even made that relevant.
I have no idea.
The $1,000?
Hey, if someone gave me $1,000 to wear a Trump shirt and Trump hat, I'd totally put that shit on. No problem.
Oh, the bonus? And then he said, like, I probably could have got it for $500. I was like, yeah, rent's due next week. You probably could. But like mid-month?
That's what I'm saying. Like money don't discriminate. Dude, money don't discriminate.
Yeah.
If it's money, money's money. However, I will have an opinion on the vehicle in which it arrived.
And you totally should. That's what's dope about America.
Yeah. And I think that's what's going down. But I think...
Oh, by the way, I charge $540 to officiate a wedding.
Oh, fantastic.
So
it's already spent. Sorry.
Heard you got it. No, I'm just kidding.
Shit has been spent.
No. But yeah, I know where your frustration comes.
I just wish people would be able to consciously know where things are coming from.
You know what? I think that in your the premise of your argument, I think you missed the target by making it about money. Because really what you want is everybody to be all right.
Yeah.
And if you make that more of like the motivation behind why you're saying these things instead of like they have more money, they should cut us more because we do the work that provides them to have, like, fuck all that. Like, yeah. You just like,
I agree. Okay, I probably fucked up in that regard. But yeah, I just want everyone, like you said, I just want everyone to be all right. I just want everyone to be cool.
That's what you want.
Everyone should just be able to, you know, go to work, come home and enjoy their family, enjoy whatever life pleasures they have that they come home to. Fucking have a home to come home to.
It's a decent hard, man. Home. It's so fucking hard to just be not even like to be kind of regular. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's all I want. I just want, and if companies have the ability to provide that to their employees,
they should. But they also should not have to.
They should not have to. They should not be forced to. I'm just pissed off with the fact that they're like, we're not providing you that opportunity. But here's a little bit. Of spending money, be happy with it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to be happy with it. And I think that's the premise of my argument, so that's why I'm pretty pissed off.
But if you spend it on your wedding, what would you have? At the wedding, like, maybe you'll see that
sponsored by Trump.
Maybe you'll see that $500 somewhere and just be like, maybe you'll just have a little ounce of extra happiness in that. You know what I mean? In that moment.
I'm happy. So again, I'm happy that money's money. Money came my way. It definitely helped because money helps. I'm just not happy in which the way it arrived.
I know what you mean, man.
I'm not going to, you know, someone on Facebook was like, well, you're probably not going to take it on moral grounds, right? I'm like, fuck no. Best believe I'm taking that cash.
And the only reason you're saying that is because you're on fucking Facebook because you said that shit to my face.
Oh, to punch that guy. Well,
I'm fucking sick.
I told
tired.
That guy, fuck that guy. But this other guy was like, oh, you should just work for a better career. You should do. I was like, you don't even fucking know me, man. Fuck that guy. Because
that's what you do, right? Like, that's why people are poor, because they decide to not.
Yeah.
Just,
fuck that guy, man. Fucking idiot. Hold up. I'm going to look up his fucking name so I can tell him specifically.
I know his name. It was a bitch ass.
Bitch ass nigga. That son of a bitch.
I hate when people state the most obvious shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, really? I should just look. Oh, okay, cool. Well, fuck. Oh, what do I open?
If that was it, okay.
The careers part of the newspaper?
Let me go to the career store and pick one out.
And what the fuck do you do for a living?
God. Oh, the ocean's full of plastic. That's another one. Oh, the LAPD guy got off with no charges. That was cool.
Oh, yeah, for shooting a gun at children?
Yeah, yeah. That's fine. Whatever.
But you know what, dude? That should be legal. Sometimes I see a kid, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, Anthony Jimenez. Why don't you find a job / career that can give you what you want instead of demanding it from your employer? Newsflash. Millions upon millions of unskilled people can do the same job as you. Let that sink
so
in.
Does he know what you do?
No. So I don't know who the fuck this guy is. So, for fun fact, for those who don't fucking know, I told him, number one, you don't know my job. Number two, you don't know my skill set. Number three, your argument is overly presumptuous and therefore dumb. ... Dummy.
Call him a faggot.
I don't want to call him.
Tell him motherfucker so he knows you're serious.
I thought calling him a dummy after saying he was dumb was like pretty funny. But that's just me.
I mean, they can't all be home runs. But
I thought it was, man. I thought the dumb dummy. I was gonna call him Pooey Head, but I thought that was gonna be lost in translation. I don't think he was gonna get it.
Lifelong hater.
So yeah, fuck you, Anthony Jimenez. Whoever the fuck you are, man. Suck a dick.
Yeah, seriously, dude. Nobody goes to your job and knocks the dicks out your mouth, Anthony Jimenez. You know there's a chain of shitty restaurants named after you?
And your fucking whack-ass selfies, man.
And your mom's a whore.
Probably. Okay. All right, man. Well,
you heard it here first.
Yeah, believe
Jesus
it.
Goes down in the third round. Oh, dude, we'll do Ralph Garman next time.
Oh, god damn.
Hey, we should just make the Ralph Garman thing. Like Jimmy Kimmel's...
We're going to go over Ralph Garman in the Twitter feed. We lost time.
Yeah, no, fuck him.
Apologies to Ralph Garman. We'll get back to you the next time. Did I tell you we're going to get Ralph Garman on the show? We ran out of time. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Ralph Garman, sorry. We have to hold off.
Eat a dick.
And we'll get back to the story another time. But anyways, thanks for listening. As always, socialnuisance.com. Share the show. Share it with your fans, family, mom, dog,
I honestly don't know what the fuck we talked about today.
I don't know what's going on either.
This was
socialnuisance.com. Thank you for listening to the Social Nuisance Podcast. We'll see you guys next time.